4TFW Mobile.
Ken and Z9B.
Leon, happy Friday. Hope you're doing well.
Spectacular. Hope you are doing the same, you and the missus. And today's the beautiful Friday, huh? You got anything big planned for the weekend?
We just got an off weekend this weekend. That's unusual for us, but we'll probably be out and about, I guess. Although there's a reptile and aquatic show up in Spartanburg, I might venture up that way.
Aquatic show? That'd be interesting. We don't have anything planned for the weekend, so it might be a nice, quiet weekend for us. Nothing planned. I don't know what we're going to do. I might just keep back and relax. We'll see. Maybe just last-minute Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure we got a little bit of that to do ourselves.
Pretty nice today. Be change. Hope I didn't overdress.
Supposed to be really cold come what, Sunday night, Monday morning?
Make sure I got everything all set. It's supposed to be coldest weather of the season so far. Going down to the single digits. That'd be cold.
The wind chill was going to be in the negatives.
It's going to be a blustery cold one. Of course, I don't much count the wind, but and cold is cold, no matter how fast you blow it, right?
On that one. Man, I got out to the car this morning. It's like, dang, I remembered I had to put air in the tire, so I just broke everything out, put me 5 pounds. That sucker goes, it must be the valve stem, because it goes down 5 pounds and then just settles out.
No, if I would get that soapy water on it. So without the valve stem, depending on how much tread's on the tire, it might just be easier to figure out the tire. But, you know, I've been known to take them off and just take the whole tire off and squirt the whole tire down. You know, squirt it, roll it, keep doing that until I figure out where it's at. But is leaking that slow, you may miss it. That's the problem.
It can be real hard to find you. If it was something in the tire, man, you'd probably have to drill a hole in it to get a plug in it.
I think I'll be checking the beads before I start doing the old tire.
Yeah. You see where that truck hit the bridge down there, like at the 64-mile mark?
I heard about it. Of course, when I got to work yesterday, they said something about it, but I don't know. I guess 85's open, just the overpass is closed, or is it open too?
They closed off that. The bridge that he hit, because I mean he hit it, and they show right there where he hit it, and the height of the bridge is 16 foot.
The excavator or something?
Say, I hope he didn't have a dump bucket up.
That's got to be something that's not driving on a regular basis, or, you know, you got to know your heights. I mean, I know mine, because, you know, I go under that bridge over there on Augusta Road. I don't even like going underneath the low side, just because, you know, they're liable to, if they pave over it, you lose an inch or two there.
I've seen some that's, you know, you knew for sure the truck was 13.6 and it says the bridge is 13.10 and damn, you hit it bigger than nothing.
14, I'm putting the flashers on and going really slow.
Blame me on that one.
Behind me really wants to get moving. I'm doing 55 on 290, and he's all on my tail. I guess if I go slowed up here, maybe he'll pass.
That means going to save faster than you. It's what, 30 seconds to 29?
And then I can't figure out why they have brakes. Go figure. One of them will figure that one out. They put a little turn lane here on 290. I don't know where it's going. It's not a good little construction site, but I was loaded way down, and he finally decided to come around.
That's me on Wade Hampton. It's like I'm in the center lane, and you're right on my tail, and there ain't nobody on either side. I just can't figure it out.
and there he goes. He turns on the brakes and makes a left turn to go into the Sandy Flats little store there. Must have been a hurry. Get breakfast or something, I don't know.
I heard you use the restroom.
Now, the other guy behind me turned off, so that's smooth sailing now. I can relax.
The cardboard box laying in waiting him.
Frauder and try and get out there, get it.
Let somebody else hit it.
I used to stop and move those things out of the roadway and put on the Christmas trees and sit there, block the lane, and hope and pray somebody wouldn't hit me.
That doesn't mean anything.
I need to drive around it. Dispatch, can you let Public Works know there's a box in the roadway? Hello, part of your job is a safety guy to get it out of the roadway, you know? Hello? Traffic, nobody wants to get out direct traffic anymore. And everybody sit in line and have a big old traffic jam.
Tuesday, my phone said, hey, take an alternate route home, because I guess I saw the interstate was backed up, but that was because that guy hit that bridge. I mean, so I took an alternate route, and it's that John Dodd Road came out there on that 129. I thought that was going to be good, but man, there were so many people coming down 129, you couldn't hardly get out.
Yeah, I've got this new route, the route I did yesterday, and I'm doing it again today. It's over there in Fountain Inn. And getting in is no problem. It's nice to eat right there. School traffic, and everybody trying to go to work and everything. I've got to figure out another way to go. If I ever come across two lanes of bumper-to-bumper traffic, and nobody wants to let you out, so I'm trying to figure out a way I can do a couple right turn, and maybe turn into a parking lot or something. I don't know. But get turned around rather than have to navigate two full lanes of bumper-to-bumper traffic.
For TFW. Yeah, roger on that. I know there's over there in my work at the Home Depot, if you come out the back way, it also comes out at the entrance for the back entrance for the high school. And man, that thing is a disaster in the afternoon. The place, it's like a T. A side road comes out to a major cut-through road and there ain't no light. Police officer, he blocks all the lanes for like 15 minutes and lets all the traffic from the school get out and everything. You just sit there. And then as soon as it's done, then he hauls ass. And then now you got a major traffic jam.
Well, I'm supposed to be here from this time to this time. I'm not going to say a minute later. I understand that. It's C9V. Done. Y'all fend for yourself. See ya.
I hate it when they do that. It can just take two more minutes to let all that side traffic get cleared out. And then it'd be back to normal. But no, that ain't happening. Out there in California, they want to start taxing you a road tax by the miles that you drive.
Why everybody's leaving California in droves. Sad thing is, we don't want them here.
All the major bridges, there's like six or eight of them that they were talking about. They want the fee to go up to $8.50 for a passenger car to collect money for, you know, for bridge repair. And that amounts to about over $1 billion a year. I just can't believe maintenance on it is that.
By taking the toll road over the 185, you know, as much as I do drive it over there, it's like yesterday, I had to spend 30 minutes avoiding the toll road, because the GPS, that's all they wanted me to do, is take the toll road. Not today. Not this boy. That road's been paid for, and still getting money on it.
Get down there's a side road that goes down there from Moonville all the way down there to Highway 20.
This is what I bucked across. At Highway 8, when I leave over Fountain Inn, I can take Highway 8 straight through to 85. And of course, I've headed over to Clemson, so So, it's a smooth ride, but man, it just takes forever. Like today, I'm just going to take 385 to 85.
After that, then I saw on those bridge tolls, if you use the easy pass, it was $8.50. But if you let it use the license plate reader and they had to send you a bill, a monthly bill, then it was, you know, like another dollar.
You get your money. I know we went to CEC one time. We went over to Norfolk just to go riding and took the Chesapeake Bay Tunnel on. We ended up getting a couple of toll notices in the mail when we got back. Well, you know, you got to take the lane, the traffic lane, and I didn't have a pass, and I was like, heck with it. Just pay it when we get it.
After that, I hate those tolls going up there, you know, $50 just to go up that way.
The tax dollars didn't already pay it, you know? It was 3:02 this morning. Kind of funny. The other day, yesterday, I made notes. I said, well, apparently Sam's Club went up to 3.26 a gallon. It was 3.05 or 3.04 there. And it was 3.05 at a QT. And I went by the Sam's yesterday. It was 3.26. I said, okay, I'll go to the QT if it's still 3.05. And sure enough, it was. So I fueled up yesterday at the QT at 3.05. Walk up by Sam's Club this morning, it's down to 3.02.
I figure that's like, I'm going through Lyman now, and regular gasoline at a little no-name store is $2.59 there, but that QT over there at Wade Hampton by my house, damn it, it won't ever change from $2.89.
I passed yesterday, diesel was $2.99, so... I don't know, today, if Sam's got a 3.02, it might be cheaper today. Not that I have to fuel up at Pilot with the company truck, so that's usually a couple hundred bucks. Good thing it's not my money.
On that one. For TFW.
9B. I guess Eric's enjoying his weekend off.
He works from home on Friday. I'm thinking this might be his last day for the new year. Maybe he might be back on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to go back to D.C.
Close to it. When we used to ride up and see my grandmother when she lived in New Jersey, we'd go up that way. I think we took like 301 or something like that, but I don't care to go up there now. Man, that's just going to be a nightmare. I know I was a teenager and I drove up there and got on the New Jersey Parkway, and it said no trucks, so they didn't count pickup trucks, but yeah, they did. And the guy's like, hey, you can't be here. It's like, all right, I can see the exit. Fortunately, it was the one I wanted. I said, I'll get off right here, and so he let me through.
Yeah. Not New Jersey, it's Jersey.
Actually, Jersey.
There you go. Yeah, you got it.
Left there when I was 12 before I picked up too bad of an accent.
Almost got southern here.
We're here on 29 here in Lyman and Welford, where they put all that fluff on the side of the road. They finally sprayed seed.
There's a guy in front of me. He's conflicted. He's got a blue crab on the left and a longhorn on the right. That's interesting. Not a combination I thought I'd see in the back of a pickup truck.
Go with the longhorn for Texas longhorns, but what's the blue crab for?
A dinner?
Roger that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. People are interesting, that's for sure.
Have you ever had an opportunity to go from 29 to 85 right there at that intersection? That, in the dark, that thing is hard to navigate.
It's over there. I don't like that at all. You know, usually I'll do that getting off of 85 to get on the 29 there to go to that little road that's, what the heck, it's called. But it's a little maze, like, you gotta go through.
And now, going southbound there at 29, there's like three side streets, and there's some businesses back there, and they got signs that say no trucks.
Hey, I try to understand where I'm, the route I'm supposed to go. I noticed they got a new sign up. I noticed yesterday. One of the places I went, I was like, used to be a customer. I thought about taking it because it cuts off a really sharp turn. And then I noticed yesterday they got a no through truck sign or a no trucks over 310 sign on it. It's like, yep, somebody's been doing that. Got caught. So I'm at work here again. You have a good day. Good talking to you. And we'll holler at you later. And C9B, we clear on your file.
Leon, you and Miss Wendy have an awesome weekend. You be safe out there driving around 85 today. And maybe we'll catch you back next week. KN4 KFW 73. For Monday, right?
I'll definitely be doing that, going outside, I even got on a pretty warm bathrobe right now.
Tied for in another building for your radio?
I do have an outside building with radio, but this one's inside the main house. Kind of part of the 13 antenna system is a lot of it's redundant radios out in the sheds and other places around the property.
Never too far from a radio.
How does it know, but the dealership reteaches it which tire is where every time they rotate them.
get that done. And this time of year is ain't a lot of fun going into downtown Greenville. It's the dealership we got that thing from's right in the middle of Greenville. I done forgot the name of the place, but you know, we got a fairly decent price on it. It's a little Kia. I think it is a Kia. And a Tucson. Yeah, that's what it is, a Kia Tucson.
I think it's one of those dealerships right there at Woodruff Road, Lawrence Road intersection, right in that area, KN4 TFW.
Well, nothing right there at Woodruff Road. She reminded me it's near the bakery, Strassner's, which is my favorite place to get food, which I'm diabetic, but oh man, I don't know if you've ever had one of their German chocolate cakes, but it's a thing to behold.
One from there, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Well, I need to heat this cup of coffee back up. It's done got a little bit chilled with me. I've made it a little while ago and put it in the microwave, warm it back up. But you be careful heading on in to work. It's good to talk to you, Ken. You have a great day, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4 NXY, I'll be clear on your phone.
3 David, you have an awesome day. Good to talk to you as always, and you have a good weekend. KN4 TFW 73.